Yo, what's good? I'm back. Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. Before we get started, I'm opening up my Kool-Aid jammer. Y'all hit that click now. Subscribe button in that right-hand corner. If you're on Facebook, hit that follow. You're on Instagram, hit that follow. Don't forget the audio version of this podcast. Goes to Spotify, Apple, Deezer, Amazon, TuneIn, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Podcast Addict, and Podchaser, and a dozen other platforms as well. You can Google Paul Pickett Podcast. This is going to be the first episode where I actually implement politics into the talk. I don't got no music discussions today. First, we're going to talk about USA loses to France. America basketball, our ego is a little too big right now. Our ego is a little too big. We just put together the best players we could possibly get and call it a team. And the fact that all these players, all these all-stars on one team, they done lost three of the four games they played. I know everybody's like, the world's catching up to us, this, that, and the third. None of these teams got a bunch of all-stars on them, man. Like, once you get to these other country teams, like, Slovenia's got the best player probably in the Olympics outside the U.S., and that's Luka Doncic. He put up a 48-piece. We're going to get to that. But you get into, like, France. I mean, Rudy Gobert is, like, their number one guy. You know what I'm saying? Evan Fournier, yeah, he scored a lot of points the other game, but he's definitely not the best player on France. Not in the NBA for sure, you know. There's no way that we should be losing to Evan Fournier and Rudy Gobert. There's no way we should be losing to the French, period, anyways, man. Oh, no disrespect, but the French are soft, man. The French are soft. We getting beat by, like, the softest team in the Olympics, man. The French, come on, man, they're soft. They're not tough like Spain and Argentina and some of these other countries, you know. I don't even know what more to say about this. I'm so disappointed, man. It's an embarrassment, man, to USA basketball that we got beat already first game. Luka Doncic put up 48 points. I mean, does that even really happen in Olympics? Most times in Olympics, man, it's like dudes be winning. It'd be low-scoring games, and dudes be winning with, like, the leading scorer would be, like, 15 to 18 points. You know what I'm saying? You know, Luka Doncic is on a tear, man. Luka Doncic, I hate to say it, Luka Doncic is going to try to win the gold for his country. And if Luka Doncic wins gold, if he wins gold for Slovenia, I mean, he wins gold, he's going to be a god in that country. He's already probably a god in that country. But he's going to be a god. He's going to be worshipped like a god. I mean, literally, this is their first time in Olympics in basketball. And I'm going to go on the record and say that's because they got Luka Doncic. You got one of the top five players in the NBA playing for your country. You got something there. You know what I'm saying? You definitely got something there, you know. And Argentina, man, I mean, Argentina's not the team they used to be because most of their best players that when they were winning before are like real old. Manu Ginobili and Andrew Barbosa. Or not? Yeah, I think he's from Brazil. So is Anderson Varejao. You know, these guys are a lot older now. You know what I'm saying? So, and they don't got a lot of big core players from Argentina right now. And Luis Sosa, I think it was Luis Sosa or Luis Soa, something like that. He played for Argentina. He used to play for the Rockets. But, yeah, I know they trying to say that the world is caught up with us. That's bogus, man. That is bogus. Because all these other teams only going to have one superstar on them. We got multiple superstars, you know. We got Kevin Durant and Dame Lillard on a team together. And Zach LaVine and freaking Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton. And, I mean, we got too many players to be losing, too many all-stars. All of our players are legitimately all-stars except for maybe one or two, you know. Let me get a little bit of football. Apparently, Deshaun Watson is reporting to training camp, which we probably knew he would. I mean, what else was he going to do? I don't think it's a – I don't know how many teams still want him after the sexual assault allegations. I don't know how many teams are still going to want him. I would think, like, a lot of those teams have done moved on from him. And there's got to be some teams that still want him, but I would think that – I would think Texans would, like – the fact that the Texans are keeping him and they're not looking to trade him and get off of him after this, I don't know. I still question the timing of all this, you know. I would think, like, any other business would be trying to move off of Deshaun Watson right now because it would look bad for – their franchise, you know. I mean, he's got 27 allegations. You know, I understand innocent until proven guilty, but in the court of public opinion, it doesn't always go that way. It doesn't go that way. People are already going to decide if he's guilty or not based off the court of a public opinion. People are already going to have an opinion of whether he's guilty or not. I personally think maybe a couple of these might be true incidents, but all of them, no. Because this idea, man, that every time a man commits some kind of sexual assault on women and they all wait to the same exact time to come out is really bogus. It's really bogus. It just says one or two things, that there's some weak-minded women out there that ain't strong enough to speak up, or most of these women are after money. They're after a payday. I mean, even like, I'm going to get into it. Even Bill Cosby, like, the idea that none of these women could come out. None of these women could come out once it happened. They all just come out at the same exact time. It just tells me money grab or a bunch of weak-minded women, which doesn't bode well for women. That, you know, y'all. So, you know, all these women get sexually assaulted and they all just decide they got to wait for the first strong woman to speak up, which could be almost 20 to 30 years in some cases. Like to Bill Cosby, it took 20-something years for one of the women to speak up. 20-something years. So all of them were weak. All of them were weak. All of them were weak. I don't want to hear they were all that the event traumatized them. No, they were all weak if it took 20, 30 years for one single woman to come out and say something. So this says one or two things. They're either weak or it's a money grab, man. You know, so yeah, Deshaun Watson's reporting to training camp. I don't know that he'll be traded. Houston Texans ain't going to find a better quarterback as far as play on the field. But, you know, this could jeopardize and tarnish his career totally. We don't know what happens out of this. Next, I'm going to get into women's soccer loses. Women's U.S. Olympics. U.S. women's soccer loses. You deserve to lose. You shouldn't even be in the Olympics. You're an embarrassment to your country and a disgrace. Because I don't see no other countries where Olympic athletes are competing for the country and they're protesting the flag. I mean, you're an embarrassment. You know, you're an embarrassment to the country. You're a disgrace. You shouldn't be competing in Olympics, period. I mean, if you're anti-American, you should be competing for the Olympics, not for America. Go compete for China or Russia or somebody else. That would be the least hypocritical thing to do. You know, don't be like, you know, these Gwen Berries and these Megan Chapino or whatever her name is. Like, stop it, man. You're a hypocrite, man. You're a hypocrite. You're sitting there competing for any Olympics for America, but you're anti-American. You're such a hypocrite. I mean, go to Russia or China and compete against us. That would be the least hypocritical thing to do. Go compete against our enemies, you know, our arch rivals, our enemies. I just think it's so hypocritical, man, for you to want to reap the benefits of winning the gold. Y'all complaining about pay wages, this, that, the third, and they already come out that women's soccer makes more than men. So stop it, hypocrites. Stop it, hypocrites. You want to reap the benefits of things, but you're, you know, it's like you want to reap the benefits of a business, but you're anti-business. You know, you're such hypocrites, man. Y'all want the paycheck. Y'all want the gold medal. Y'all want the endorsements, the sponsorships that all comes along with you compete for the Olympics, but you want to be anti-American, man. You're such a hypocrite, man. Such a hypocrite. So I hope they lose every single game. I hope the women's soccer team, America's women's soccer team, loses every single game. You're a bunch of hypocrites. Every last one of y'all that's kneeling shouldn't be allowed to compete for the Olympics, period. If you did this in other countries, they probably lock you up in prison. If you did this in North Korea, they probably chop off your hand or something. They probably chop off your kneecaps so you couldn't kneel again if you did that in North Korea. You know what I'm saying? Or China or Russia or any one of these communist countries would probably chop off your hands or lock you up in prison for kneeling for the flag at the Olympics. It's so hypocritical, man. You want to reap the benefits, but you hate America so bad. Then guess what? Don't reap the benefits. Don't reap the benefits. Go compete for some other countries. See, go compete for Russia. See if you can kneel for the flag. Go compete for China, North Korea, any of these. You know, see if you can kneel for the flag. Americans are such hypocrites, man. Half this shit y'all do in America wouldn't fly in any of these other countries. Y'all letting people just shoplift in America and get away with it. You get your hands chopped off in certain countries. Think about that one. You're getting off. Americans get off easy compared to every single country on the planet. Americans get off easy. And that's where I'm going to get into my next topic. I'll show you how Americans get off easy. I'm going to get back into the Sha'Carri Richardson. I saw a take where Manuel Acho from Speak for Yourself, one of my favorite shows, him and Marcellus Wiley, two African-American brothers that have no bias opinion whatsoever and just give you the honest truth. Emmanuel Acho was on the Matt Barnes and Steve Jack Up in the Smoke, or All the Smoke podcast, the All the Smoke podcast, which is a great podcast. Check it out. And definitely check out Speak for Yourself. And he made a point when they were talking about Sha'Carri Richardson. Oh, yeah, hit that click now subscribe button in the right-hand corner. If you're watching me on TikTok live, sorry I can't interact with you. I have to pre-record my podcast, and I go live on TikTok. But thank you for watching on TikTok. But Manuel Acho, he made a point about saying that if you smoke weed in Japan and you get caught smoking weed in Japan, You know what the sentence is? It ain't no 30 days in jail. It ain't no court ticket. It's 5 to 10 years in prison for smoking weed in Japan. If you get busted smoking weed in Japan. Now let's think about this. Sha'Carri Richardson literally got away with murder if you want to compare it to Japan. Now, let's also take into account, where is the Olympics being held? Japan. Japan. So, imagine if she would have did this while she was competing in the Olympics in Japan. That she would have got busted smoking weed in Japan. Suspension. suspension, she'd be facing 5 to 10 years in prison. We got to stop acting like the world revolves around American society and American laws and rules when it doesn't. Communist countries ain't trying to hear that. Countries like Japan ain't trying to hear that, even though they're not a communist country. They're not trying to hear that. They're not trying to have other cultures dictate their culture. So, y'all really think, so y'all, it could have been so worse. It could have been so worse for her. She got off with murder compared to what, if she would have got caught smoking weed in Japan during the Olympics. You know, rest in peace to her mom, but that excuse wouldn't have worked. Not in a million fucking years would that have worked in Japan. That excuse would have been the worst freaking excuse in the world in Japan. That wouldn't fly for shit in Japan. So she got off easy. You know, and then you got to think, okay, where did I say the Olympics at? In Japan. Do we really need, all due respect to Sha'Carri Richardson, she smoked weed before her mom died. That is horse shit, complete bullshit. To say that she only smokes weed because her mom died. Sha'Carri Richardson smokes weed on the regular. She smokes weed on the regular. Don't even try that. That is horseshit of lie. Sha'Carri Richardson smokes weed on the regular. She does. How do I know? That smile should tell you how I know. I know because I do. Stop it, Sha'Carri Richardson. You smoke weed on a regular. I know you do. Stop it. Stop it. So we really need a person who smokes weed on a regular competing in Japan Olympics. So we gotta have a president step up to the plate when she gets busted smoking weed in Japan and gets 5 to 10 years. Can y'all comprehend that? Japan will give you 5 to 10 years in prison for smoking, not selling, not distributing, not crossing the border. I wouldn't even get 5 to 10 years for crossing the border with a dime bag. You could get 5 to 10 years for smoking in Japan. Olympics are in Japan. Stop it, people. She got off with freaking murder compared to the U.S. U.S. compared to Japan, she got off with murder. She got off with murder. So y'all got to stop it with this. Oh, it was racism. It's inequality. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, you go tell that to Japan when you get 5 to 10 years for smoking weed. Smoking. Not selling or distributing. Smoking. Stop it, man. Stop it when a country, if you go to try China and North Korea, try let one of them kneel for the flag. I guarantee you'll never see that person alive ever again. They'll be either in prison for the rest of their life or they'll be dead. If not, they'll chop off their kneecaps so they can't kneel again or they'll chop off their hands. Stop it. We get away with murder in this country. We get away with murder in this country. You ain't getting away with murder in other countries when you get 5 to 10 years for smoking weed, man. Stop it, man. Stop it. Y'all, Americans, y'all, we're some spoiled, rotten little brats. That's all we are. Spoiled, rotten little brats. Think the world revolves around us. You know, gotta have everything our way, the American way. Stop it, man. We're the biggest hypocrites on the planet, man. We got most hypocrites on the planet in one single country. That's America. Because that's what I'm going to get into next. This is going to be my first political topic. Hit that click now subscribe button. If you're following me live on TikTok, please hit that follow. I told y'all I was going to be implementing politics, sports, and music all in one. Especially since basketball has ended. You know, all I can really talk about is maybe trades that might happen, but I don't like talking about things that might happen. You know, I'd rather talk about things that have happened, you know, so I got all my ducks in a row, all my eggs in one not one basket. You know, I got my facts in order. All right. My first political topic. Such a hypocrisy, man, that I see people out here. You got these politicians on the left out here, sitting here, trying to blame non-vaccinated people for getting the vaccine, for getting COVID. Like, how are you going to blame people for getting a vaccine? Now, whether the vaccine was man-made or it was just naturally mutated, vaccines spread naturally and organically. Once they go from person to person, they spread in a natural, organic manner. It's not like you could talk, like, we don't blame people for getting the cold every single year. We don't blame people for getting the flu or a stomach virus, but we're going to blame people for getting COVID just because they say they're non-vaccinated. Okay, that's cool. Okay, yeah, maybe they're non-vaccinated and more at risk. Maybe, okay? But also, maybe some people don't want you to control what goes into their body. I got friends that don't eat like I eat. I eat non-healthy stuff. I don't eat healthy. And I have friends that eat very healthy. And they like to control what goes into their body. First of all, the vaccine isn't even on full approval. So if somebody has doubts, they have all the reason in the world to have doubts when it hasn't been fully approved. Second of all, Democrats are the biggest hypocrites in the world, sitting there complaining about COVID numbers rising when you're telling everybody to just come in from South America over the border. You're telling everybody, come one, come all. You're such the biggest hypocrites on the planet. Because if you really cared about vaccination spreading, vaccinations being taken, and you really cared about COVID spreading, you would have a border open. We got more restrictions across the border inside America than we do at the border. The border is wide open. It's wide open for business. But inside, oh, you still got restaurants that aren't even open for you to go inside. I still can't even go get a fish platter up here at the country fish fry. I still can't even get a fish plate at the country fish fry because there's still COVID restrictions. You still got masks restrictions. Now they're talking about, bringing mask restrictions back for vaccinated and non-vaccinated. Okay, first of all, if you got to bring back mask mandates for the vaccinated, what does that tell you? What does that tell you? Apparently, this vaccination isn't all that 100%. Like it isn't all the great vaccination that they think it is. And if it was such a great vaccination, you would only have to take it once. When you get a flu vaccination, you don't take it every 6 months. You just take one flu vaccination and it lasts you a lifetime. So the fact that, first of all, it's just a temporary solution, basically, is what they're saying. Second of all, it's not a guaranteed solution. That's what they're saying. If they're going to bring back masks, even for vaccinated people, all they're saying is they have no faith that the vaccinations are as effective as they say they are. They don't think the vaccinations are fully effective. They think they are temporary solutions. Dr. Fauci could get on there and spew all the lies he wants. This guy is a puppet on the strings. Has he said some things that are true? Possibly. Maybe. I'm sure he has. But this idea that we didn't give money to the Chinese Wuhan lab, it's bogus. Money from U.S. went to them. Now, if you want to sit there and say you gave them money for one thing and they used it for another, hey, that's okay. But guess what? It doesn't negate the fact that you're still complicit and you're still guilty because you gave them the money in the first place. You trusted them. if I give somebody money and I think I can trust them and they don't, and then I find out that they can't be trusted, I'm at fault. I'm at fault too. I'm responsible too. I'm held accountable too. Because you don't give a lot of money to somebody you don't trust. I repeat, you don't give a lot of money to somebody you trust. Don't trust. I am in a marketing and advertising business. You don't give $1,000 up front to a company that you don't trust. If you don't truly know, if somebody that you truly trust hasn't referred this company, or you just have not, you used this company before yourself, like, what are we talking about here? Like, if you've not used this company yourself, or somebody that you truly trust has not referred them, then it's a risk. Giving a bunch of money to somebody you can't trust. And I hate to say it, we can't trust the Chinese. You cannot trust the Chinese. You can't trust communist countries whatsoever. Communist countries cannot be trusted whatsoever. So if you put your trust into a communist country or a communist dictator or ruler, that's on you. So yeah, man, America, we a bunch of hypocrites, man. Y'all don't give a rat's ass about who dies from COVID and who takes the vaccines and who gets vaccinated. Because if you did, you wouldn't have the border open for business and everything else still restricted. All these Democratic states have restrictions. Now California's talking about bringing a mask mandate back for all vaccinated. If I know anything about how America works, is if it starts in California, it's going to work its way to the East Coast, just like it did when COVID first started and all this started. They were literally shut down on California before it was shut down on the East Coast. That's how it works. Whatever California is going to do, we're going to follow in eventually. You know what I'm saying? Especially here in North Carolina, because we're Democratic. I'm not. No, I'm a Republican. I'm whatever the hell I want to be. But yeah, man, America, we the biggest hypocrites on the planet, man. You don't care about no vaccinations or who dies from COVID. Because if you did, you wouldn't have the border wide open. Oh, man, excuse me. You wouldn't have the border wide open. The border is wide open. And you sitting here talking about some unvaccinated people catching COVID. Stop it. You don't care. You don't care. It's everything is all politics and politics. Everything is all about appeasing somebody. It's never always about appeasing everybody, because you can't appease everybody in politics and you can't appease everybody, period, in life. People are always going to have preferences. People are always going to have preferences. I talk about this in the music business all the time. Artists thinking that just because you make music, everybody's supposed to just love your music just because. No, people have preferences. You know, they have preferences. So, yeah, man, we got to stop it with this hypocritical stuff in America, man. I mean, it's a bunch of hypocritical stuff. The Sha'Carri Richardson, you know, that's hypocritical because, I mean, come on, stop it. She got away with murder compared to Japan because she would have got 5 to 10 years for smoking weed in Japan. And we got to stop acting like American laws dictate laws, or one state dictates all of America's laws. Just because she's in a state that might be legalized doesn't mean she can compete for the country. Because guess what? It's not legalized everywhere. My state's going to be the last to legalize. I'm going to tell you that right now. It sucks. I hate it. But, you know, women's soccer team, bunch of hypocrites. You know, you want to reap all the benefits for playing for the Olympics, but you hate America so much. You're anti-American. You know, I mean, you're hypocrites. Go compete for Russia and China, and then you wouldn't be so much a hypocrite. That's what anti-Americans really would do, you know? Yeah. Not much more to really talk about. USA. Woke USA lost in basketball. And really, the basketball team is pretty woke, too. You know, all these woke guys, they losing. Woke USA basketball team. woke women's soccer team. But at least the men's basketball, they didn't really kneel, though. You know what I'm saying? If they did, I would have to say that neither, none of them should be competing for the Olympics. You know, it's like I said, it's one thing for you to kneel in the NBA. It's another thing for you to kneel in the Olympics. I mean, it's such a hypocrite. You're competing for the country. You're reaping all the benefits for competing for the country, but you're anti that country. That wouldn't fly nowhere else. Only America would you get away with that. Get the little slap on the wrist. Because I'm telling you, North Korea and China cut your wrist off if you think you're going to kneel for their flag during the Olympics. That wouldn't fly. I'm telling you, they'll cut your hands off or they'll throw you in prison. And I know that for a fact. You ain't going to see that. If any Olympic athlete, North Korea or China, was to kneel for that flag, you'll never see that guy again alive. I guarantee it. You'll never see him alive. It might be prison or it might be dead, but none of us will see him alive. I guarantee that. Once it hit, again, hit that click now, subscribe button. Don't forget the audio version of my podcast. Goes to Spotify, Apple, Deezer, Amazon, TuneIn, Slacker, iHeartRadio. You can Google Paul Pickett Podcast. I am your host, Paul Pickett, Triple P. I started out as a sports podcast, but now we're doing sports, music, and politics all combined, rolled up in one. You know what I'm saying? Where I give you my take on different topics. And basically, I brought in politics and music because it only makes sense to just a lot of the sports stuff we're talking about anyways is got political issues behind it. So a lot of it is politics anyways. There's so much politics in the sports anyways, which I've always said, I don't like politics in my sports. I watch sports to get away from politics, you know. So, like, the more basketball, more football keeps adding politics, the least I'm going to like it. The least it becomes sports. Now it's not entertaining. The more you add politics to sports, the least entertaining it is. Sports is a form of entertainment. Politics is not a form of entertainment. So once you combine all these politics into sports, you're taking out the entertainment aspect of it. It's not entertaining no more when, you know, white people got to turn on, you know, the NBA and pretty much be told that all white people are racist, which is a blatant lie. It's not a fact. It's no truth and no proof whatsoever, you know. This idea that any race is 100% anything is bullshit. It's horseshit. It's bogus. It's fairy tales. It's made up, imaginary bullshit. No race is 100% of any one thing. As once again, even in races, people have preferences. Not everybody that's African American listens to hip hop. Some listen to jazz, R&B, soul. Some listen to rock and roll. Guess what? Some African-Americans listen to heavy metal, believe it or not. Not only just white people listen to heavy metal. There's plenty African-Americans that are grungy rock people. Stop it. I dated a chick that was a grungy rock chick. And she was black. She listened to more rock and roll music than I did, you know. But that's America, you know, we're the land of the hypocrites. You know, land of the hypocrites. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Paul Pickett Podcast. Don't forget to check out my websites. We got promopalace.biz for online marketing and promotions for musicians and brands. Don't forget to check out newlitter.com. That's newlitter.com. New Litter Apparel. We got t-shirts, hoodies, hats, shoes, even things for your dogs like dog tags and dog bandanas. And New Litter Apparel is for animal lovers, dog lovers. We got cat t-shirts and designs coming soon. Also for Shizzle, I got to always shout out one of my favorite brands, Dizzle. Dizzlebrand.com. Check them out. Dizzlebrand.com. Premium liquor. And I told you I'd have the rundown of what the Dizzle brand is. Once y'all check out Dizzlebrand.com, it's a mixture of cognac, agave, tequila, orange liquor, mango mix, and crisp lemon. Once again, it's cognac, agave, tequila, orange liquor, mango mix, and crisp lemon. I haven't had it yet, but it sounds good. I love mangoes. Definitely love mangoes. So check them out, dizzlebrand.com. They got recipes on there. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. Also, you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. I don't really got a Paul Pickett podcast Instagram, but you can follow me on Promo Palace or at Indie Castle Music on Instagram. And also check out my TikTok, Promo Palace LLC. Promo Palace LLC on TikTok. Once again, I want to thank y'all for tuning in. This is Triple P, Paul Pickett Podcast. Another episode. Stay tuned. We drop episodes 3 times a week, plus our vlogs. And check out the audio versions as well. Thank you for tuning in, and I'm out.